Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus Christ is alive. The glory of the Lord is available to every person on the earth. Amen. Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time. We thank you for everything. For everything you've done for us and are doing for us and will continue to do for us. Wonderful Jesus, thank you for coming to the earth, for dying for us, for giving us your everything, interceding for us, and infinitely more. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We acknowledge you are God. Amen. Did you know that man was born to fellowship with God? His presence and glory is so wonderful and beautiful, human words cannot express him. Even for all eternity, we will not be able to express him in human words. And so because of that, here's what's fascinating. He becomes our everything, and we just naturally want to worship him and serve him and infinitely more. Learn from him. Seek him. Serve him and do what he, do what he wants us to do. This is what humans were born to do. And the preeminent thing for someone who knows Jesus is him and his presence and his glory. And everything else just follows that, flows from that. That's the, he becomes, he's 100% of everything, and then everything flows from that. He shows us what he wants to do in ministry. We naturally want to worship him. It just bubbles and flows out from us. We want to learn from him. We fall and make mistakes, but because he's merciful, if we come in humility and we repent, he forgives us. It's just so glorious, so wonderful, so beautiful, the glory of the Lord. He's one God. Jesus, before the greatest commandment, Jesus quoted Deuteronomy. He said, the Lord your God, the Lord is one. So, it's just so beautiful. A great man of God says there's no competition in the Trinity. When we worship Jesus, we're worshiping the Father. We're in the Spirit, and the Holy Spirit reveals Jesus Christ. And no competition, so this great man of God points out the Father decides to do it, Jesus does it, and then the Holy Spirit manifests it. All at the same time, they're all one God. This is an eternal revelation. When someone's saved, there's a divine mystery surrounding salvation. There's a divine mystery surrounding everything in our most holy faith. Can never be put can never be explained fully, and that's what's so wonderful. It's this adventure in the Spirit, you might say. But in salvation, the Father, something practical that Jesus did reveal, he spoke about the Helper four times, and that those coincide, I do believe, with the four phases of knowing God. So all of this is in the Gospel of John, recommended reading, chapters 3, 4, 7 especially, and then also chapters 14, 15, 16. But in those, to kind of summarize it, when Jesus spoke about the Helper four times, there's a glorious progression, you might say. So in the first time he spoke about the Helper, Jesus, this is John 14, 16, and through 18. Jesus prays to the Father to send the Helper. Then the second time, He talks about the helper. He says, this is John 14, 26, the helper whom the Father will send in my name. The third time, John 15, 26, Jesus said, the helper whom I shall send to you from the Father. So you notice how there's this progression, okay? The fourth time, Jesus sends the Holy Spirit. That's the anointing. That's, you know, it's fascinating, isn't it? These are divine, eternal mysteries. But yet, they're explained. Jesus explained them and spoke clearly about them. And we have the Bible that reveals, you know, that we have the Bible today, which is a miracle, okay, that clearly shows four phases of knowing God, four times he spoke about the helper, you know. But what's also fascinating, so simple, someone doesn't, if they don't have a Bible, they can experience all of this. Why? Because it's that glorious, most incredible offer that God has made to every person. He offers himself to every person on the earth. He offers himself actually in totality, fully, completely, so much so that we can't comprehend how much. In fact, this is something I've just realized recently. This may sound very basic, but literally God Almighty and his glory and presence surrounds a person their entire life on the earth. Even unbelievers, because his presence and glory is everywhere on the earth. So, and Jesus knocks on the door of every person's heart. I just want to kind of go through a list here. Not a list, but just some aspects that are revealed in the Bible. Every child born is in God's kingdom and in his family, and if they die under the age of five, they go to heaven. That's why Jesus said, let the little children come to me, for of such is the kingdom of God. They're in the kingdom. Isn't that incredible? So, with them also, you understand that the God's glory and presence is all around every child. Now, immediately people object, don't they? And they say, well, how could that be? Why do all these terrible things happen? Why is there so much suffering? Well, we don't understand everything. I don't want to deal with that now. But that's typical of the human heart, is deceitful and wicked above all things. And we object and we find objections and, you know, we cross-question God. All of that is wrong to do. And I think even practically, you know, people who are younger and who are healthy and have everything's going fine for them, you know, or even people who are older too, who everything's fine and everything's great, they're healthy and materially prosperous, well, sadly, they don't see their need for God, basically. And so many of the people who present objections are kind of in that category where, you know, they think, oh, I can make it on my own. And that's a dangerous place to be. So, but there's a mystery. We understand there is suffering on the earth. We're not denying that. Jesus revealed that those who suffer, he said, blessed are you who hunger, weep, and thirst, and who mourn and hunger and weep. Blessed are you. Blessed means happy, favored, and fortunate. And he said, woe to you who are rich, full, and laughing. So he reveals basically that if someone suffers on the earth, they're more likely to make it to heaven. But I've back to this glorious offer. God offers himself in totality. So we've established his presence and glory is all around a person their whole life. Jesus is knocking on the door of their heart. The Holy Spirit is convicting them. When they do something really wrong and they have that feeling, you know, I probably shouldn't have done that, that's the Holy Spirit convicting them, and their conscience, which is made in the image of God, convicting them. And God offers himself to them for eternity. In totality, for eternity. Like, there's nothing more God can do. Okay, and he sent Jesus to die for the world. Like, what else? Okay, and he's given the Holy Spirit, who's the Spirit of Jesus Christ. The Spirit of the Father. The Holy Spirit is God. What? God has done everything he can do. Same thing with believers. If we miss it, it's not God's fault. It's our fault. It's my fault. I'm looking at myself. And as I told a friend of mine, I told him, you know, I'm repenting, really repenting of a lot of things. And he paused and said, finally. So, daily repentance, a great man of God said daily repentance is a key. And to think that's all it takes is a broken and contrite spirit. You know, so I'll finish with this. I was thinking about this. You know, if I did the message that might be titled, Just Get Jesus. Get Jesus. Two things. Get Jesus. Two words. Get Jesus. Okay? If there's one thing a person needs to do, has to do on the earth, needs to do, should do, it's the greatest privilege to do, is to get Jesus Christ. I don't care how you get there, just get there. God is no respecter of persons. Jesus revealed in the parable of the wedding banquet, the wedding feast, that God invited, he said, go and get the good and bad people. It doesn't matter if you're good or bad. It doesn't matter if you're anything about your entire situation. Just get Jesus. And that's the, how do we get him? No qualifications, but all we have to do is humble ourselves, repent, and have a broken and contrite spirit, and seek him and do what's the common sense thing to do, give him our life, because he's given us everything. Give him your life, and then invite him into your life, and that's salvation. And that's what man was born to do, is to know him and to ultimately fellowship with him. It's very tragic that there's deception that causes people to think to totally, people are blinded from that one truth. This is why humans are on the earth. This is what humans were made to do, was fellowship with him. He's the most glorious, beautiful being ever. Even just one angel, if we were in the angel's presence, we would be in awe and fall down on our face with the glory of God flowing from the angel. And God Almighty, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, made the billions of angels from his glory. That's the offer that we have. That's what's available to us. Amen. Amen.